Thank you, Chair. I have the apology of the minister. She's attending the Nomadic African Ministers of Foreign Affairs in Finland. And then I've got another apology from Deputy Minister Potters, who has bilateral engagements. Those are the only apologies I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the apologies. This meeting, honorable members, could have taken place this morning at 8:30 because of the risk it was facing regarding the program of Parliament. Unfortunately, we couldn't. That's why we are meeting at the time at which we are meeting now. Can we just reconfirm the items, Lubabalo, so that we can formally adopt them?
The first item, Chair, is the briefing by the ARF on South Africa's achievements and challenges in support of mediation and conflict resolution efforts regarding of the African Union flagship program, Silencing the Guns. And then the second agenda item is consideration and adoption of the Portfolio Committee APP and Strategic Plan. Those are the two
the
items.
Main items, sir.
Main items, sir. But looking at the time, maybe it wasn't.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I want to make a suggestion that item two, that deals with our strategic plan and APP, we allow members to go and study that document throughout the number of days we are going to be having, so that when we come back from research, we can deal with that matter. Which means if the committee agrees, we will only deal with or attempt to dispose it off and close off the meeting. Do we have a seconder for that proposal?
Seconder, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nkosi. Is there anyone who is not agreeing, honorable members, on us dealing with item two when we come back from recess? There be silence, which translates into consent collectively by the portfolio committee. Item number two, which deals with our strategy, APP, as the portfolio committee, will be attended to when we come back from research. The document will be circulated to all the members so that they can read, study it, make whatever amendments they want to make, forward it to the office, and deal with it accordingly. We have an apology of the DG. Yesterday, he sent the apology to me, and he has mandated Ntate Monyaka to do the presentation, or anyone that has been mandated by the DG of the department. I'm unable, because I'm using the phone at the same time, to go into the list of participants. So even Ntate Monyaka is there, please make it snappy, do the presentation, so that we can sum up.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and greetings to honorable members and all the excellencies in the meeting. I will not even go into the introduction I thought I was going to make in the interest of time, just to introduce my colleague, Mr. Luvuyo Ndemeni, the Acting Chief Director for African Union, to then give an overview on the achievements, challenges, and envisaged opportunities in advancing the AU's flagship project, the matter of silencing the guns. Over to you, Mr. Ndemeni.
Thank you. Thank you very much, DG. And also thank you to the chair of the portfolio committee. I must just first just make a quick correction. The ARF is a totally different section. I'm in the chief directorate, African Union, and we deal purely with these issues, especially the issue of silencing the guns. Briefly, just to say that the main issue here is a focus on the achievements that we've made in terms of the silencing of the guns. And in the overview, we've covered a couple of other issues, the challenges that we faced and these are largely emanating from the heads of state meeting that was held during the 50th anniversary of the organization of the African Union in Addis on the 25th of May, 2013. The commitment to silencing the guns is actually one of the aspirations coming from Agenda 2063. And then in 2020, when we were chairing the African Union, one of the major themes there was silencing the guns, creating conducive conditions for Africa's development. Next slide, please. Well, here is just to indicate here that the need and the threats to the continent largely emanate from peace and security issues, both in the traditional and emerging ones. But largely to also indicate that we've seen that this continues to multiply in various parts of the continent, and more specifically in regions such as the Sahel and Lake Chad Basin, the Central African region, the Eastern Congo and the Horn of Africa, Sudan, South Sudan and Libya. These emerging threats, they are fueling crises and conflicts, and they are exacerbating the ability of the African Union and African countries to prevent conflicts, resolve existing conflicts, and also the advancement of socio-economic developments. Well, here again, this slide addresses itself to the achievements in the African Union. In 2017, the Assembly of Heads of State and Government adopted a strategic document called the AU Master Roadmap of Practical Steps to Silencing the Guns in the African Union in Africa by 2020. Since the adoption of this Master Roadmap, the AU Peace and Security Council has led efforts in the implementation of the African Union Master Roadmap. Among the steps that have been taken practically have been the outreach to member states to better inform the objectives of the Arms Trade Treaty. The Arms Trade Treaty obligates member states to monitor arms exports and ensure that weapons don't violate existing arms embargoes and end up in the hands of human rights abusers who, amongst others, fuel terrorism within the continent. And we've seen this closer to home in Mozambique. A notable milestone on this aspect has been the progress on the operationalization of the Africa Standby Force, which is a key component to the architecture of African peace and security, which has been designed to address crises, conflicts, and humanitarian emergencies and disasters. The Africa Standby Force is also intended to provide the African Union with the capacity to respond quickly and effectively to emergencies. It's again important to highlight here that within SADC, we've seen the rapid deployment of the SADC mission in Mozambique, the SAMIM, in Cabo Delgado province. This is seen as a major important step forward in operationalization of the Africa Standby Force. The 13th Extraordinary Summit of the African Union's Assembly of Heads of State and Government on December 6th resolved that the Master Roadmap should be postponed or extended, to put it differently, to 2030 with biennial reviews due to the fact that we faced challenges in 2020. It again, which is the Assembly, resolved to extend the observation of Amnesty Month during the period of September every year for the next 10 years within the context of Agenda 2063. This Amnesty Month provides for the collection and disposal of small arms and light weapons illegally owned by civilians. Amongst the other challenges has been the revitalization of the AU Peace Fund, which now holds a significantly financial endowment and which is also for us a key aspect of funding for the Peace Fund. This enhances the capacity of the African Union to further mobilize funding for early and effective responses, including the deployment of peace support operations in areas of conflict. It also helps lessen the unpredictability in obtaining funding. South Africa's participation in the C5, in the AU High-Level Ad Hoc Committee in South Sudan, is also another major achievement which we are following up aggressively. We had notably not been able to pursue this aspect due to COVID in 2020. However, currently through the Special Envoy Deputy President David Mabuza, we've now started re-engaging further. We are also involved directly in mediation processes South Sudan and Lesotho and Eswatini. We've also got a military and police deployment in Mozambique and the DRC through MONUSCO and also South Sudan, MONUSCO being the stabilization mission of the United Nations in Democratic Republic of Congo. We recently participated in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, where there was an extraordinary summit on terrorism and unconstitutional changes of government. And this was, again, a solid contribution towards the achievement of the quest to silence the guns. Challenges. Clearly, just when we thought we were going to be able to make effective interventions in the continent, we then suddenly were confronted by the challenge of COVID-19. And the COVID-19 pandemic stood out as a serious obstacle in efforts to silence the guns on the African continent. More specifically, the global lockdown interrupted several initiatives that we had undertaken, and for us, they were priorities which we thought would constitute legacies. It also created another challenge for us in the sense that we're not effectively able to be on the ground to pursue most of these initiatives. During the Malabo summit recently in May, one of the issues that we identified as factors for the regression in progress in the African continent was the threat of terrorism and violent extremism, and which has now for the first time spread to all five regions of the continent. In terms of numerical value, this has between 2012 and 2020, terrorist attacks on the continent have grown fourfold, or if you were to translate it into percentages, by 400%. Again, the resurgence of unconstitutional changes of power in the continent, just to put it into perspective, four coups d'etat have taken place within a period of a year between 2021 and 2022, resulting in four countries being suspended by the African Union Peace and Security Council. The presence of foreign fighters or mercenaries in conflict areas like Libya and the Sahel, those constitute a major challenge that perpetuates instability and conflict. Again, the non-observant by some member states of the African continent to the African Amnesty Month contributes negatively, as the challenge of small arms and light weapons proliferation is left unaddressed. The Malabo summit recently held highlighted the need to strengthen the Africa governance architecture and the Africa peace and security architecture. We are envisaging some opportunities in spite of the gloomy picture that we are seeing. Despite the ongoing mixed results in the efforts to silence the guns, there is some hope for eventual successes. And amongst those is our own membership of the AU Peace and Security Council, which started in April. And we are internally looking at the strategy of profiling our chairship, which is going to be in February, which is a monthly rotation. This is going to be in February 2023. We intend to make use of that opportunity to exert influence and play our part in helping Africa to silence the guns in line with its priorities. The aim is to see South Africa continuing to play a role as a trusted and important African country in the attainment of peace and security. And central to this is going to be our ability to leave a sustainable legacy project that will ensure that South Africa is at the center of conflict resolution in the continent. Thank you very much to you, Chair, and also thank you to you, Acting DG, and also to all colleagues in the parliamentarians. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ndimeni. Honorable Chair, it's back to you. Just to note that our Deputy Minister, Mashego Dlamini, is in the meeting, Chair. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ndata Manyala. Sorry, my dear leader, sister, Comrade Mashego Dlamini.
Thank you very much.
Honored to recognize you. Yes, I'm very sorry.
No problem. I can hear we're pressed on time.
Yes. But you know, you are in my heart and in my soul.
Exactly.
Yes, it's untenable. Okay, honorable members, that's the presentation. I don't think there are fundamental issues to deal with here, but we can't stop members from raising issues. Is there any member who wants to raise any matter? Am I audible?
There's a
nice music behind you, and my apology also for coming a little bit there to wait for the finishing of the first session and then join this one. My apologies, Chair.
So I'll take it, honorable members, that the presentation is sound and clear, it's succinct, it's clear as clear water, and all of us are happy with the update. We'll continue to get the updates. Can we take it like that? I can't see the hand.
Honorable Chairman.
Sorry, Honorable Hendrix.
Yeah,
sorry, Honorable Hendrix, my apologies.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I want to, I'm a member of the focus group for the African Union, so I take a special interest in these matters. There are two issues that I would like to get more information on, and that is the standby force. The present Minister of Defense, when she was a speaker, made an appeal to Parliament that the standby force should at least have a 50% component of women. And I just would like to know what progress that is made in that regard. Secondly, I was very happy to hear about the Amnesty Month in September, because that comes to the bottom-up approach, where small arms in communities are removed. And for me, that is very important, especially living on the Cape Flats, where we have so many small arms in circulation, and that there is a need for small arms reduction in order to counter gangsterism, for example. So it is not only a country-to-country and border conflicts, but it goes right to the streets so people can be safe in their houses, in their streets, in their shopping centers, and in their schools. So I'm very happy that there is an element of looking at the bottom-up approach, because if we want to silence the guns, I understand that, the idea is country to country and parts of countries, but if it filters through to the streets, that is what I learned when we discussed this in 1974 in Libya with Colonel Gaddafi, when these matters were addressed. But I'm very interested to know about the gender of the standby force, and secondly also some more information about what South Africa is doing as far as silencing the guns is concerned in our streets. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thanks, Honorable Hendricks. I don't see any other hands, Honorable Members. So I take it that this is work in progress and we'll continue to get updates on it. And if indeed there's no other member wants to say anything, this is how we come to the end of the meeting. Enjoy a bit of the minutes that are left, Honorable Members, before we get into the House to continue the sitting. And thanks for attending. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair.
So, thank you, Chair.
Bye.
Bye, so.